This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Given this a lot of thought over the course of the weekend and then driving it again today, listening to Boomer and Gio or Willie and Gio discussing, you know, the All-Star weekend for the NBA versus the NHL and the Four Nations tournament, whatever the hell they call it. I think we can just simplify it, at least in my mind, for this. I believe that there is a lack of competitive spirit in today's professional sports. And you want to say specifically to the NBA? Sure, because you didn't even have any kind. Like, I mean, the fact that these guys are throwing a skills competition is ridiculous, or trying to cheat it, is just absurd. But the night in, night out compete level in the NBA isn't there. And I would go as far as to say, even with the NHL, while it was great to watch USA Canada because of the competitive spirit and energy and passion, it's not as good in the regular season for the NHL. That was a playoff type level. Same thing with the Worthless Baseball Classics. Why I didn't like it. The compete level in that was higher than it is Mets Marlins on a Tuesday night in August. Like, that's to me where the problem is. It's not the actual sport itself or the style of the sport. I think it's a lack of competition.
I don't know. I don't know what the NBA did last night. I don't know what that was. I know that something, I guess, loosely connected to the NBA was on our television screens for roughly 3 hours, and it basically equated to about 30 minutes of basketball. So that was an absolute joke. There was a point where, you know, and I know that it hits you differently when you're younger, of course, but, you know, the All-Star weekend when we were kids, Jordan, Bird, Magic, Kareem, Ewing, Dominique Wilkins, Hakeem, Charles Barkley. Like, I couldn't wait to see the new sneakers, which is when they would generally unleash the new sneakers. I couldn't wait to watch the dunk contest. I couldn't wait to watch the three-point contest. The NBA is broken.
Right, but they have stars, BT, and that's why I say, like, think about it. They're a star. LeBron didn't play.
No, I know.
Now, I'm not saying he should because he's hurt or whatever, but back then, like, even if Jordan was banged up a little bit, he wanted to play. Why?
For sure. Pride.
Okay.
Pride. Yeah.
Do you think that that's there? So we can go over the stars and say, well, when we were kids, it's best. Sure. Of course, when we were kids, we enjoyed it better, and we think our stars are better than this generation. But doesn't it, and you, again, break down each sport, doesn't it ultimately come down to just the lack of care or competition? Where these guys are making so much money, doesn't matter.
I think that's
them.
A huge part of it. There's no doubt. Listen, Sal, when you think about the and I've kind of like joked around about this over the years, the evolution of the professional athlete, you know, and this is not hyperbole. Like, you guys, look this up. Like, back in the day, you know, early in Mickey's career, early in Willie Mays' career, these guys are cutting down Christmas trees to get a few extra bucks in their pocket. Like, right. You know, you watch some of these old Yankee documentaries, you know, like Whitey Ford and teammates living together in an apartment, jumping on the train, taking the games up to the Bronx. So, you know, what's happened here, right, is the athlete, and I don't begrudge him for making this money, but the byproduct of making such multi-generational wealth is that you become further and further disconnected to the average fan. And when that happens, you no longer feel as if you have to put out for the average fan. And that starts this slow erosion and whatever the wherever we are with professional sports right now, which I'm not really sure where we are.
Yeah, and that's why I think that it's more than just the NBA All-Star Weekend, which used to be fun. I mean, I can take you through how I watched it, right? I used to love this, as you said. I couldn't wait for it as a kid. I was emulating the dunks on the little rim that hangs on the door.
Oh, yeah.
With the, like, all those different things. Even the NHL skills competition, I used to love that as well.
Yeah.
I get into the All-Star game a little bit, sure. So I put it on Saturday night as kind of background noise. Forgot it was on, doing something around the house. My wife was watching her shows in another room. I'm like, oh, all right, let me throw on the NBA stuff. And then something happened with the TV where the sound went out, so I went back to check, and I was like, oh, the USA-Canada game's on. Let me flip that on. And it went from, like, a fun little exhibition thing to watching a real hockey game with three fights in the first 9 seconds, which, by the way, is a whole nother story to me. Like, the fake fighting, I've had enough of that. And the fact, like, I almost was bothered that it was so much passion and great energy, more so than if you flip on Rangers Canucks. You know what I mean? Like,
it shouldn't be
at that high of a level. But then, simultaneously, as I'm watching that game, which was just an awesome atmosphere, fun to watch, I'm scrolling through social media, and I see the Chris Paul Wembanyama thing.
Oh, God.
And I couldn't believe how disgusting and despicable that is.
Yeah.
From professional players who are paid to compete and go put on a show, and their brilliant thought process was, hey, let's not shoot the basketball and try to cheat the system, skip the shooting, and make everything go quick and sweet. Like, people are betting on this. People are watching this. People get into it. People are rooting for this. And that's what these knuckleheads, Chris Paul and Wembanyama, come up with. Like, you couldn't be more polar opposite of those two at the same time, with Chris Paul and Wembanyama doing what they did versus USA-Canada. But ultimately, the more I think about it, it's not just that. It is a compete level. That's why we watch sports. Competition. And there isn't enough raw competition in the regular seasons of the sports that we watch, the professional sports that are getting paid millions, hundreds of millions of dollars.
I got to tell you, I really think that the biggest issue here, and if you go back and you trace back to, all right, where did we really start to branch out where there's this complete disconnect? Well, maybe not complete, because I guess some people still like this nonsense, but for the majority of us who actually care about healthy competition and kind of tracing it back to our roots a little bit, obviously it's not going to be the same as it was in the 80s and the 90s. We get that. Listen, there's always been entertainers. Jack Nicholson sitting courtside.
Yeah.
You know, Penny Marshall. What's her name? From Laverne and Shirley, the big Laker fan. Whatever. I'm forgetting her name right now. But, you know. And the Garden obviously has a ton of A-listers on a nightly basis. But I think what's happened now, So those people have always enjoyed sports, and they've always had great seats, but now they went from having great seats and getting the occasional, oh, look who's at the game tonight, to, oh, let's make them part of the show. And it's like everything in life is now diluted with entertainment. Like, all right, let's throw Kevin Hart out there for 3 hours and tell a couple jokes, most of which fell completely flat. So I think when you do that, and the infiltration of actors and comedians, what do you think is the byproduct of that? The athletes now begin to think that they're more entertainers, which they always were, but it was unspoken. It was kind of unknown. It's almost like, yeah, we're half basketball players, we're half actors, we're half musicians, celebrities for sure. But it's almost like they forgot their main job description. It's just a complete waste of time,
right? But that's why, like, if you get to the root of it, right? It's not that they're making so much more money. I'm sure that's a part of it. It's not that we've evolved, and it's not the same as when we were kids. These are all little things that add up to it. But when you get to the root of why we love and watch sports, why we care about sports, at the very root of it, it is competition. Me versus you.
Yeah.
It's what we could have the card game in here. You versus me in the Pull Your Car World Series. Us versus Booney. Like, that's what makes it fun. It's not the game itself.
No.
Like, yeah, the game could be fun.
It's one and win.
But it's the competition.
Sure.
Whatever it may be that you're doing, playing cards, whatever. Like, it's competition. That's what makes, to me, that's what made Michael Jordan the greatest athlete that I've ever seen. Not his skill necessarily, which obviously we know is all time,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that he would rip your heart out, knock your family members over to do whatever he could to get a point on you, to win the game, compete at the highest level. It's what made Kobe so great after Michael. Like, other players had the skill set or whatever, or similar skill set, maybe even more talent. They didn't have that desire to be that killer as far as the competition goes. When you watch these games, like, I personally don't care about USA versus Canada. I get the rivalry.
No. Whatever.
For me, it does nothing. It doesn't mean anything
to me. I didn't even know it was on until a week ago.
Right.
Can you promote it a little bit better? That's the other problem.
But maybe.
Oh, my God. And stuck up on us. I'm like, what is this?
But when you watch that game, when you put it on, it's a high level of competition,
yeah,
which draws people in.
Yeah.
And this is an exhibition game. It doesn't even mean anything. Yet these players are getting paid millions of dollars. And if you watch Edmonton versus Montreal on, and maybe that's what makes it, and maybe I shouldn't use two Canadian teams because in Canada it feels a little bit different, but whatever. Pick the two teams in the NHL. Playoffs are different. Playoffs in the NBA, playoffs in the NHL, playoffs in all the sports have a different level of compete. But the regular season, which we watch the majority of the time, 82 games, 162 games, the competition level is not there. The WBC, they played harder. Players played harder in the WBC than they do for a regular season baseball game. I have a problem with that. Now, it's good that we see it with the high compete level in a different tournament, but it just shows you that, like, it's a, to me, it's about competition. And with the NBA specifically, I don't think there's enough of a compete level. Forget about All-Star Weekend, just in general throughout the course of the season.
Well, Sal, think about this, and I'm going to include every sport, and I'll do this really fast.
Yeah.
You think about baseball, and you know that's still very competitive because I'm throwing something 99 miles per hour, you're trying to hit it, whatever, but you know, pitchers don't go that deep anymore, everybody's baby,
right.
90 pitches, hit the showers, we've got this bull, this arm for the sixth, this arm for the seventh, that, like, everything is plotted out and orchestrated before you even take the field. Number one, you look at the NBA, and this has been an epidemic for about, I'd say about 15 years now, starting with Popovich and those Spurs team. Oh, you know, listen, we're going to kind of bypass the urgency of the regular season for the greater goal, which I didn't have too much of an issue with back then because their players were older.
Well,
Duncan, Ginobili, it does make sense. But now it's just obviously gone out of whack and, you know, guys don't play. That's why you got, as much as the Knicks have some issues in terms of being a championship team, these guys are banging 40 minutes a night, which you have to respect,
right.
And we all do. And then you look at even the NFL, okay? So the more games that they add, the less important August becomes, which means most quarterbacks don't take a snap during the summer when you watch these exhibition
right.
games, which means now 17 games are now going to be 18 games in more countries. And guess what? Now, instead of the first month being completely unrecognizable because nobody's in football shape, and we've talked about this a lot, the first month in the NFL now is really just about just kind of finding your way,
right.
really finding your way. And I promise you, as they add the 18th game and maybe eventually a 19th and a 20th, down the road, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, those 4 weeks where teams are finding themselves will now become 6 weeks where teams are finding themselves. So even in golf, let's have the PGA. Let's splinter to live.
Yeah.
Why? Because here's a gazillion dollars to join a different tour. So, you know, I hate to start a show this way, but it's the only way to start the show because last night, I watched it for 5 minutes. I'm like, I cannot watch this.
Now, truth be told, I wouldn't care about the NBA All-Star Weekend anyway.
I used to love it, Sal.
But I take more of an issue with, like, people trying to figure out what's wrong with it and why do you need to do this and change the format. Like, the number one story from the weekend, as far as the NBA goes, was what Draymond Green said about the crappy format.
Yeah.
As opposed to anything that happened. Oh, Scottie Pippen won the MVP or Magic Johnson scored how many points or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
Pick a player. Or LeBron went nuts and
his potential final. That one.
Game. Yeah, okay, whatever. It was about what somebody thinks of the new format. They keep trying to change the format, but you can keep coming up with different machinations of it. Fine. Same thing with the dunk contest. Why is the dunk contest not as good anymore? It's because the stars don't want to compete in the dunk contest.
And why? Because they don't want to be embarrassed if they don't win. Michael Jordan said, all right, Dominique, he is
a
dunker. I'll beat him. Now, I actually think Dominique got hosed that 1 year. I think it would have been 86, whatever
right.
it was. But the point being, that's an outstanding point. They didn't shy away. Larry Bird, who's finishing second?
Right.
You know the story. Larry walked into the locker room, looked at all the like Craig Hodges, maybe Craig Elo, you know, the shooter, Mark Price, whatever those shooters, Trent Tucker. Oh, who's playing for second? Because
right.
I already won.
Right. The best
Larry Bird. Larry Bird could have gone out there and just had an off day and embarrassed himself. Instead, he said, no, I'm the best shooter on the planet, and I'm going to show it now. You know, LeBron, some of these other great, I don't mean LeBron now, but young LeBron didn't want to put himself out there in case he didn't win because of ego.
Correct. Home run derby, same thing.
Yep.
A lot of these guys don't want to compete. Simplify it. Don't want to compete. So there's twofold. For me, there's a lack of competition. And then when the competition level has been raised, it's been because of these tournaments like the Four Nations thing.
These
or the
contrived.
WBC.
And also, the in season NBA tournament with the wacky courts, and now it's play-in stuff. It's just, I mean, when you've got to be so creative, think about this, guys. When you've got to be so creative to try to draw interest back to your sport, doesn't that tell you all you need to know? I just tweeted this, and I'm like, yeah, should I hit enter? Yeah, I'm going to hit enter because I mean it. And I've said this for, this is not out of school for my, this is in alignment with what I've said for a long time. The NBA needs a new commissioner. They have no leadership. Now, that doesn't solve all the issues, and right. That does not completely change what you and I are talking about, but when you let players run leagues, when you allow comedians and actors to just basically be as important as the players, this is the mishmash circus that you have.
Yeah, and
congratulations,
look,
guys.
And look, maybe
good job.
Like we're adults, obviously. I mean, sometimes we act like adults, but we're older. So maybe kids get into it and get behind Team Candace or Team Shaq or Team Chuck or whatever. Maybe they feel like that's fine. That's great. But I just want to see competition. So much so, like, even yesterday, and I know you were at the Johnny's game, and maybe we get more into that later, but, you know, I flipped it on during the afternoon. I'm not, like, locked into it. I know it was a big game, but I flipped it on Sunday afternoon, you know, nothing else on TV. And there is a high level of competition. The talent may not be there, certainly not there on the NBA level. We had this conversation a week ago, but you can't dispute that both teams wanted to win. Every possession mattered. They were doing their all to get the basketball, play, score some points, whatever it may be, going all out to win the game. They were being coached to win the game. The players were trying to win the game. That's competition. That's what draws us to sports. So to me, that was a fun watch, even with all the missed shots and the frustrating, the free throws with St. John's.
Yeah,
things happen.
Yeah.
So it's not about just the talent or the sport itself, like college basketball versus the NBA. It's about the competition. I thought it was there yesterday in the college game, and you see that a lot of times, more so with the collegiate level, because these kids are hungrier with something to play for.
I've never seen a team play harder than St. John's, and you're right, we will do them a little bit more later. That obviously changes their path for the regular season crowd. St. John's in a really good spot. Matter of fact, over the weekend, they started doing this a couple years ago, like with football, where the committee gives you the first 16 seeds. St. John's was in among the first 16 seeds, so they've got a chance to stay regionally and stay local, and there's a lot of things St. John's can accomplish here, but you're right. I mean, and it's not just St. John's, it's Creighton as well,
who plays their behinds off,
and Danny Hurley's team, not that they're as good as they've been the last couple of years when they won championships, but Danny Hurley, wow, Seton Hall won, but Danny Hurley demands effort. The college game is so much more appealing, and I will say, though, of all the sports where it still seems like it's most closely replicating what we grew up watching, I still feel like it's baseball. And I feel like the NBA is taking the biggest step in the wrong direction. I feel like football is the second biggest step in the wrong direction. I know baseball's not perfect. I get it. Again, 5 innings, 80 pitches.
Guys coming out of games with no hitters.
True.
I mean, that's not competitive.
It's not perfect, but at least I feel like I watch baseball, and I feel like, I maybe somewhat loosely translated, I think I'm still watching the same sport. I don't know what the hell I'm watching with the NBA.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that
NBA stinks.
At Town Fair Tire, hold on, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Kevin is in Oakland, New Jersey. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's up, Kev?
Sal, you touched on this before, I think. And money's definitely ruined it because I think the competition, it's not about team anymore. You know, you had said before that, the regular season doesn't matter. And it really doesn't. Because there's so many games, I'm a hockey guy, so I think the NBA is trash to begin with.
Well, why do you have to be, if you're a hockey guy, why does it have to be the NBA is trash? If you're a hockey guy,
let me finish, though. Yeah. It doesn't have to be. I like college basketball, all right? But the reason the NBA is so far gone is because you got these guys that are the players running the teams and making the decisions. And one player can make a huge difference in basketball. But anyway, what I was saying is there's nothing better than international sports because they're playing for their country, and it's a select number of games that each game is so important to win. The problem with hockey is, and I don't know, I'm a little older than you guys. If you guys remember the World Cup of hockey, it was in the summer back in the day. And you didn't have to worry about, I'm worrying about Jack Hughes getting hurt. I'm sure you're worrying about Trocheck and Fox getting hurt for your Rangers. You know, you don't want them playing in an international tournament in season, and it screws up your regular season for your Rangers or my Devils. That's why the World Cup of Hockey in the summer, and they should move the Olympic hockey to the summer, is because you don't have to worry about your players getting hurt and screwing up your regular season. At least in the summer, they have a month or two to you know, recoup.
Yeah, look, the timing of it, and thank you for the call, Kevin. The timing of it could be better, sure, but that's why I don't love these tournaments to begin with. I know people get into the country stuff and players representing their countries. I understand that. For me, I don't care about that. I care about the sport. I don't love the Mets because I grew up in New York. In New York, that doesn't make sense. We have two teams for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not because of the location of the team. It's because for whatever reason, when I was growing up, the Mets are good. I went to a game, fell in love with the Mets, and that's it. So I'm a Mets fan, not about them representing New York. So why would I care about the teams representing the country? And by the way, that's what the Olympics are for. The Olympics are for that. You don't need these fake forced tournaments. But they do because...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
That's where the level of compete is with these players nowadays. The athletes don't care about representing their own teams or don't care about them as much as they do in the WBC or in this Four Nations tournament.
There's a dollar bill and it's attached to a string and all the advertisers keep pulling it and all the leagues keep following it like a dog trying to get a stick. And it's that dollar that's wagging the tail. And that's what's happened.
We'll continue the conversation on the other side. We'll get into Pete Alonso, who arrived today. Hopefully we hear from him before we say goodbye at 2 o'clock. Juan Soto arrived. Giancarlo Stanton arrived. And, of course, is hurt. So we'll have all of that baseball stuff as well. We'll continue this conversation, the lack of competition in sports. BT and Sal on the Fan.
George Washington, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this President's Day, where it seems, many people have off today. It was a nice commute in today.
Woo, simple.
Drove in.
Stay home, everybody.
And don't want to mess with the trains today on the, on the holiday here. Drive in, find nice parking on the street, although I hope it's legally. It should be. Hoff, you directed me toward that, right?
You directed yourself toward
that.
Well,
if it says Board of Education,
yeah,
that means, like, that's not in effect because there's no school today, right?
Are you doubling as a teacher like Marash? I still think it applies.
What?
No. Schools are off today, so technically school zones.
Right, and Board of Education is a school thing, right?
And alternate side parking.
Dude, I got a major issue with parking tickets, speaking of which.
Yeah.
See, I don't mind, like, if I get nabbed for doing something illegally.
Yeah, you got paid a piper, it happens.
Right, all right, hey, you roll through this red light, they get the video of you, what do you do? You pay it, all right? You park illegally, and you know what? You're in the wrong, and you try to get, all right, I'm going to park illegally in this spot before the street sweepers come for a half hour. You know what? You get nailed, you pay the ticket. I paid the day of my surgery. I paid the meters, fed the meters. Now, I got my wife with me, and it's her car. It's a whole nother thing. Like, she doesn't know how to use the mobile app. Yeah. Like, so that's really where the problem started.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're in her car. I sign up for the app. I try to download the right thing, put her license plate in. We pay the $13.25 per, I guess, 2 hours.
That's the max, right? I don't think you can do more now. Right, exactly. I remember that as well. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We do that like two times over, plus one time I accidentally hit it for my car. You know, like, because if you go to the app, like, it has the different vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So by mistake, I hit my car. I was like, oh, no, that's the wrong one. So I paid an extra $5 there. So I was in for, what is it? You know, 14 plus 14 plus another six,
28.
Let's say.
All right, there you go.
Now I paid for this. There were receipts that I actually paid for this.
Like Sala.
Come out to the, yeah, exactly. Only I keep mine. I keep mine, and they're actually legit. Although it still doesn't work. So I have them. I paid for them.
Yeah.
I had the receipt. Come out. There's a ticket. I'm like, Jesus, here we go. Now I got to deal with this. I paid through the stupid meter. What's the issue? So I go to fight it. Right. Actually, one ticket I got that was legit the same week, same thing, same situation. So one ticket I got was legit. Whatever. You pay that. No big deal. All right. It happens. This one was not legit. I paid to park. I should not have gotten the ticket. Then I fight it. Then I get the result in the email, right? Hey, the judge made a decision on your appeal or whatever. Guilty, because apparently I had New York license plate instead of New Jersey.
Oh, God.
Yeah, give me a break. I paid for it. So now I got to be in for another 60? It's ridiculous. Here's what I'll do. Now I got to get in touch with them because it's ridiculous. At this point, it's just a waste of time. I'd rather send them the $65 freaking and be done with it. But it's principle, BT. It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
So at the very least, all right, fine. You're saying I'm guilty because I mistakenly put New York plates instead of New Jersey, even though it says New Jersey on it, and it's the same number, you freaking knuckleheads. And I'm showing you the receipts that I paid. Here are the receipts. I'll split the difference. Minus what I already paid the meters from the ticket, and then I'll pay the rest.
That sounds fair.
I shouldn't have to pay the meters and pay the $60 ticket.
Did they go for it?
Well, I didn't get to that yet. Yeah, exactly. I just spit your water all over the place.
You're no, because a lunatic,
you know why?
Man.
Because you know why? When you go to appeal, like the first decision to say not guilty, to plead not guilty.
Of course. I didn't do anything. Not yeah, me.
And then,
me.
But and then I send receipts. Then when they write back the hearing and say guilty because of this and that, the appeal is like, you have to print this out and that out and maybe show up in person. And I'm like, on principle, I actually want to do it because I'm just, I've had it.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
the city bending us over every which way possible. I'm tired of it. So I do want to fight it on principle, but the reality is I don't have time for it.
I
and
know.
I'd probably just say pay the $65 and never, ever, ever again drive my car into the city and park, period.
And how do you think they make their money? Because I would do the yeah. same thing. As much as I would want to fight it, you know, just the logistics of our day and the commitments that we have, probably don't have the time to fight it. I'll tell you real quickly.
For $60. I mean,
yeah, I mean, and 60 is $60. I'm not trying to minimize $60, but gee, it's absolutely the principle. But when life gets in the way of principle, sometimes you got to say, principle, take a hike. It stinks. Real fast on this. So I'm in college, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly proud of this, but I parked wherever I wanted to park.
Right.
I didn't care.
On the campus, you're
oh,
saying?
Yeah. Okay. Because you got to understand, I'm going to class. 2 years I'm living off campus, so I'm driving to class. I'm driving to practice. So, I mean, I've got my car every single day. And, you know, it's not the biggest campus, Maris. So if I couldn't find a good spot to park, like a legal one, I would say, I'm going to park here anyway. To the point where, you know, I remember I was so annoyed. I come out of, I think it was class. And this geek, not even a policeman, a security guard, is writing up a ticket. I was so frustrated. I took the ticket and I looked and I ripped it in half and I flipped it in the air and I said, I'm not paying, right? And oh God. And I get in the car and I go about my business. Oh, it's time to graduate. They weren't going to let me graduate until my dad paid all the tickets.
Oh,
dude, it was like $700.
I'm sure dad loved that.
Oh, dad. Another reason why dad was very happy with son. Yeah. I mean, I barely graduated as it was. He wouldn't know with the other stuff. He's like, I really think it was like $600, $700, and until he paid, or if he did not pay, I could not walk.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Now, let's get back to the sports conversation, talking about the lack of competition. Dave is in Paterson, New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
What's up, guys? Another great topic. BT, the NBA is horrible, like you said, but the playoffs are amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, Dave, and not just the Knicks. I mean, who we all love and who we all want to watch. We can't wait for
all
that. No, I watch the NBA playoffs. I love the intensity. There's no question. That is still good. I'm with you.
So how do we get the NBA regular season? Do we chop it to 60 games? They're never going to do that, but that's the only way to do it, to make the playoffs more important to get to, and
well,
they're never going to do that.
Yeah, but Dave,
in the long run,
think about this, Dave. First of all, and thanks for the call there. They're not, let's just say they lopped off 20. So they go from, or 22. They go from 82 to 60. Now, they'll never do that because of the money. That's the obvious answer. But even if they did, all right, they said, you know what? Our integrity is so much that we're going to leave, yeah, they'll never do this, $500 million on the table, $1 billion on the table, and we're going to reduce the season. What's going to happen after time is the same shortcuts that are found now, guys are going to still sit. And they're still going to say, well, the regular season is still fairly insignificant. Let me be fresher for the postseason. So it really doesn't matter. Like, the sheer volume of games matters a bit. But it's like, you know, somebody's always going to get their hustle on. Somebody's going to always change how they attack the season.
There's one way to do it. Make the money in some ways, whether it's individually based or team based, depend on the results, because it
can't bargain, Sal. You can't.
Well, then they need to figure it out. The way that soccer delegates teams, I guess, or
when they relegate them to a lower division?
Yeah.
They do that.
Then I'm assuming you would make less money. Now, again, I don't know the soccer, but you relegate them to whatever.
Yep.
Then they would make less money because they're in a different league, which
sure.
would motivate them to build a better team and get back up to competing at a higher level. Like, all the reasons that these leagues, the NBA in particular, because they come up with this in-season tournament. Why do you think that they're doing that? Not because of even more money. They're doing it because they're trying to draw up the competition in an otherwise meaningless regular season. And it's not just the NBA. The NHL's regular season is not as meaningful as the playoffs. MLB regular season, not as meaningful as the playoffs. It used to mean more when you only won your division. Like, the way that sports have evolved to where every team gets in the postseason, that you get 10 teams in the NBA getting in, multiple teams in the NFL getting in, same thing with Major League Baseball. What do we hear now? Wow, division doesn't even matter. Just get in the postseason. Teams now are built to not even win their division, They're built just to get into the postseason because then anything could happen. And when you have that, you're minimizing the regular season, which is minimizing the importance of the regular season to a point where even fans like us sit there and say, yeah, you know what? I understand it. Why pitch this guy 9 innings or 8 innings when you want to have him healthy for the playoffs? That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. Oh, who cares if Giancarlo Stanton misses the first 3 months of the season? As long as he's healthy in October, that's all that matters. Or Jalen Brunson or OG Anunoby or whoever. Yeah, all right. It doesn't matter if Mitchell Robinson comes back till mid-February. As long as he's healthy for the postseason. That's a problem with the competition night-in-night basis in the regular season for almost all sports.
I think you lay it out well. We're on the same page with this, and I was just getting the thank you for this, Hoff. So the NBA CBA expires in June of 2030. Now the players, which is a while, the NBA can opt out, the players can opt out after the 2028 season. Both sides have an issue to opt out after the 2029 season. I only do this because to have some sort of, you know, radical change here, it's going to, I know that this is legal stuff and it's boring and it's paralyzed. We just want to watch games and not worry about labor strife, which, by the way, is coming very soon in baseball. Like, I'm warning everybody, get ready. It's going to be bad, real bad in 2 years. But there's no quick solution. There's no Band-Aid for the NBA because you can't even opt out until, you know, it's about 3-4 years. So it's going to be the same nonsense. And then how much worse does it get in three? Like, what? Honestly, what do they do with the All-Star game?
Yeah.
What do they do?
I'm not worried about the All-Star game. I think that that's the least of the issues because I haven't paid attention to that for years.
But I don't think it's the least. I just think it's a continuation of many issues.
But it's an All-Star game, so that's not supposed to mean anything anyway. It doesn't mean anything in the regular season. It's supposed to be just an exhibition, a fun weekend.
But it was never criticized. Right. I get you. It's an exhibition. It's a showcase for the best. And it's always been a showcase and an exhibition, but now it's criticized. It's not like the level of competition has changed. Guys used to play harder, but yeah, Now it's just getting destroyed. It's bad PR.
The dunk contest has been criticized for, talking about 20 years.
It's been awful.
It's been awful for a long time, so that's why I don't think it's about that. I think this is a deeper issue, which is why I started by saying simplify it. All these millionaire, billionaire leagues and all these thought process, Silver and Manfred and all stuff, like, they're all trying to reinvent the wheel. But at the root of the issue, at the root of why people love sports, is competition. Just need to find a way to create competition, legit competition, not fake competition, where these guys half-ass it the majority of time. We know better. Maybe the younger kids don't, but as adults, we know better. And I don't want to watch something that's less than all-out competition. Same thing with boxing, whatever it may be. You want to see competition. Two fighters trying to go against each other to win. UFC, if you're into that, I know Hoff loves that. Like, it's about competition. Whatever it may be, you want to see people competing at the highest level. And at the professional sports level, it is supposed to be the highest. And it's not. And that's kind of my point towards not even knocking the NBA. Look at the NHL. How come the NHL's All-Star game, quote-unquote All-Star game, this Four Nations tournament, is more competitive than its regular season? That shouldn't be the case either.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be the case. I don't disagree with that. Is it? Does it? Yeah, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy when it comes to hockey. But right. I know of all the sports, I think those guys still strap it on.
Throw baseball in there. Why is the WBC mean more to these? Oh, I want to play in it. I want to play.
To some of the players, it does. Yeah. Usually self, country over self for some still. I love the pride, especially the Latin players have great pride. And, but I don't see Lindor not playing as hard for the Mets.
He plays harder, and I'm not knocking him. It's just a fact. I remember watching him play harder in the WBC. Now, people could say, because it's a shorter tournament, it's only a few games. Sure, it's like a playoff thing. Guys play harder in the postseason. It's not a knock. It's just a reality. Guys play harder in that Four Nation thing, whether it's Connor McDavid, whoever it may be. You get 3 fights in 9 seconds. You can't tell me that they're not playing harder there than they are in the Sharks-Canucks game on Thursday night. Yeah. It's just same thing with baseball. You see it. You watch Sunday Night Baseball and teams sometimes going through the motions. They're competing, but it's not the level of intensity that it is in the postseason, which the WBC felt like the postseason. Nah, so there's a problem there.
It is a mess. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back, get the calls going.
Bitches come from a can. They were put there by a man in a factory
downtown. BT and Sal back on the fan on this Monday, President's Day. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll continue the conversation about the lack of competition in sports coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll turn our attention to the arrivals here in camp, just looking through some of the videos on social media. And, I mean, look, Jason Dominguez looks jacked. Soto looks great, as you mentioned before, BT. Pete Alonso's back. I'm assuming we'll hear from him at some point today, probably later on, though. I don't know if it's going to be before off the air or not, but I am fascinated to hear what Pete Alonso says. We've heard from the owner. We've heard from David Stearns. We have not heard from Pete Alonso yet, as he is now back officially in the fold with the Mets. We'll do that coming up next hour, all the baseball stuff. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Vermont. What's up, Mike?
Hey, BT and Sal. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Mike.
First-time caller. But, hey, I just want to say I love you guys' show. I think you guys have the best sports talk and great chemistry.
Thank you.
But thank you. So with this hockey, mid-season tournament, I know it's contrived, but would you rather have a hockey all-star game, which feels really fake, and these guys are really competing? And then what I also want to say is it's actually safer for guys to be playing this time of year because they're in mid-season form, where if you try to, upset their, their rest off-season, like these guys are playing hockey every night. So it's actually a safer time to do it than, say, summertime or, trying to ramp up like World Baseball Classic.
Mike, I actually agree with that. I mean, if you were to... You know, the thought is, well, if you do it during the summer, that it would be a better brand of hockey. But not, I mean, you've got to get some rest, and season ends, especially the guys who go deep into the playoffs into the Stanley Cup, and then you got to take a little time. Then you got to ratchet things up unnaturally. So, listen, that's why there's really no perfect solution, and I don't pretend to know what. I just don't think there is one.
Right. Well, here's the difference, though. It may be better, physically, while the players are still in mid-season form, literally, but if you have an injury happen in the offseason, it's the offseason. That's the whole point. Edwin Diaz was getting ramped up for the start of the baseball season, and he got hurt. It torpedoed the Mets season before it even begun. And what happens if somebody gets hurt now? Like, Ranger fans could say, oh, it was great. The level of competition was awesome. That's great. And then he went down for USA, whoever it may be. Trocheck, pick a guy. Whoever. Oilers fans loving McDavid. He goes down for Canada. Now you're going to be, oh, well, you know what? At least he was representing Team Canada. For me, I have a problem with that. And it's not a problem. My issue is not with this Four Nations tournament, which is far greater than the competitive level that we would have seen in an otherwise, NHL All-Star weekend, which nobody cares about at this particular point, like the game, the All-Star game itself. My issue is that why can't we match that level of competition with the games that actually matter for the NHL? How these guys are making their millions. What we care about. Without the NHL, there wouldn't be this four-nation tournament that people are into. So what about the teams that we care about? Whether it's the Devils, Islanders, Rangers, doesn't matter. Whatever team you root for, why is that level of competition in the four-nation tournament greater than it is for the NHL's regular season?
All right, let me try to get to the bottom of something here. Let's both do this. You do this first. From order of most intensity or professionalism, whatever word you want to use, the four majors. The sport that seems to do with during the regular season, the best, and then all the way to the worst. How would you put them?
Good question. Meaning not their format. You're talking about compete
effort,
level?
Consistent
professional
effort.
Professional sports.
Yeah, yep. One through
compete
four.
Compete level.
I got the NBA last, so I could at least start there. NBA's four for me.
I still would probably say, even though I have an issue with the NFL's, the way they don't do it in training camp.
Yep.
I do think they compete. Like, if you don't, you're going to get killed
fair
out there.
Enough,
so I'm going to go NFL number one. Now,
all
again,
right,
the quality
NFL.
Of play, there's a drop-off. I don't think it's the competition level.
I tend to agree. What are you doing, too? Are you doing baseball? Baseball or hockey?
Yeah.
You do hockey, right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to do hockey.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do hockey as well. We're going to have the same list here. Then we'll both have baseball third.
Yeah.
Both have the NBA fourth. Now, when I do this, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. When we say that leagues aren't as competitive, is it that the balance of power is so distorted in the NBA, meaning there's so many bad teams? The other problem with the NBA, because both of them, I think, by the way, if we were to do this poll with everybody, I think the NBA would overwhelmingly finish last, fourth out of fourth. And I think part of the problem is, and I get it, but it's a problem, kids enter the NBA younger. It's one and done, one and done, one and done, one and done. And when you come into the NBA and you're 19, and again, I don't have an issue with it because I get it, but I do think it erodes the product over time because you're less physically mature, you're less emotionally mature, you're 19 years old, you don't know how to play defense, you weren't coached by Dean Smith or one of these great coaches, Bobby Knight, for a couple of years. It's 1 year, bang, NBA, you're flawed, you can't shoot, you're weak defensively, and you're physically weak in the weight room. I think the NBA has an inherent problem.
Right.
I think, and I'm not even saying for kids that they can't play till they're 21. I get it.
The minor leagues for baseball and the NHL help. Obviously, it helps develop.
For sure, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the NFL, you can't go after you until after your junior year.
Right. So, I mean, I think that's probably, that might be the biggest issue.
Well, that's why I asked the order, because if it's not the NBA's fault necessarily, there's this inherent issue because the kids are younger. I mean, yeah, you can always try to change the age. Good luck with that with the CBA, which is why I pointed out the CBA before. What do?
Yeah.
These kids are young.
But the NBA openly, first of all, they add more playoff teams, which further minimizes the regular season. Divisions, I couldn't even name you the divisions. That's minimized because it's about the conferences now. They openly talk about maintenance days. I mean, that's been a thing going on for years, as you mentioned, Popovich and the Spurs years ago. They're trying to come up with an in-season tournament to create added interest in season. The NBA has got made. Now, again, I don't know how many people are watching, and I don't care about that. I just know how I feel. As somebody who loves sports, competitive sports, loves it more than most, right? We made it our life. I mean, I've been trying to compete for 20 years in this business while watching competitive sports. So I love it. It's not that I don't like the NBA. Mm-hmm. It's that it's not competitive anymore. It's not competitive the way that it used to be. And without competition, there is no sport. That's kind of the whole thing for me. So they need to figure out how to get the players and teams, because it's not just the individual players. It's the teams as well. How to get them motivated to prioritize winning night in, night out. It's the same thing with baseball that drives me freaking nuts. Yeah, but it should be simple. But
it should be, you look at your bank account every 2 weeks. There's the motivation. I mean, we got to throw more carrots and more enticements to get these guys to play hard.
Well, the teams.
They're making $30 million a year.
The teams as well. What's the motivation? Maybe.
Now,
here's the real answer. Like, I could have some answers, but it would never happen because it's going to take away from the money. So the money ruined the competition of sports, because let's just say, here's one way to get teams in the regular season. Pick a sport, NBA, MLB, whatever. Make the playoff participants fewer. If there are less teams that are going to the postseason, teams then would play harder in the regular season to make sure they get their asses in the postseason to make more money and compete to go win a championship, if that's what it's all about, right? If you make more money as an organization, and they do, getting into the playoffs, home playoff games, all that stuff, and I'm sure there's bonuses with the teams, we know about this, and the players, then make fewer teams get into the playoffs. That would enhance the regular season. They're not going to do that. Matter of fact, they keep going the opposite way.
Because of TV money.
Which further diminishes the regular season.
It's a great point. I will say this, and I don't even think we're negative. I just think we're being very transparent. I think a lot of people agree. I mean, I don't hear these, vigorous protests here. Maybe some of these other calls will get to it. But we are kind of lucky in the respect that Tom Thibodeau still has an old school approach. Knicks are perfect, but they play hard. You look at the best baseball players in our city, whether it's Aaron Judge, whether it's Soto, whether it's Lindor, whether it's Gerrit Cole. I mean, these gentlemen comport themselves. I know Stanton's banged up, but like, just they play hard. They play like pros, and they're diligent. I know the Devils play hard. I know the Rangers have had some issues this year. I don't think a lack of effort has necessarily, maybe early in the year. The Isles are scrappy. The Nets aren't very good, but they play their behinds off, and they've already exceeded their preseason win total by Vegas. John's plays as hard as anybody in the country.
And by the way, the Nets played harder when they had Atkinson and growing that younger group, LeVert and all those guys.
I hear you.
Before they went and
Jared Allen, those guys.
I love those guys. Before they went and got Durant and Kyrie and Harden, and then blew the whole thing up. And now, again, they're playing harder. So think about that.
Well, I got to be honest. I think the two teams that play the least hard is the Jets and the Giants.
Yeah.
And it's not just because of a dearth of talent, which is part of it. It might look that way. How many times did the Jets, particularly Sauce Gardner, shy away from tackles? And we love Malik Nabers. He's great. But we got Malik Nabers strolling over to the Commander's sideline, fraternizing with his buddy, Jaden Daniels. It's like the Jets and the Giants, but they project the worst of competition.
Interesting. When you look at it in New York, I don't think you're off on that point. All right, BT and Sal and the fan will continue the conversation. When we come back, get to your calls, 888-808-1019.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.